WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 74. Check of the Brazos Valley weather comes up after the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. If you were in the Northgate District about 1 o'clock this morning, you may have noticed emergency vehicles at University and South College. College Station police report a pedestrian who did not have the right-of-way was struck by a car. The pedestrian taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries not believed to be life-threatening. No one in the car was hurt. College Station police has announced an arrest and two armed robberies early Sunday morning, including one where two men were killed during an exchange of gunfire. 18-year-old Larry Bonner Jr. of Teague was arrested by Texas Rangers and U.S. Marshals in McKinney last night. Bonner is accused of being part of a group that robbed three roommates at Parkway Place Apartments. Then 90 minutes later, he and an accomplice were a mile away at the University Trail Apartments, where a robbery resulted in gunshots being traded by the suspects and the victims. Bonner was not arrested in the death of the accomplice and one of the men who lived in the apartment. Bonner's bond has been set at $800,000. More changes await those of you heading to Kyle Field for the start of another Aggie football season. The new Kane parking garage is open between the Memorial Student Center and Welborn Road. The new garage, which holds 1,400 vehicles, means new restrictions for those who used to turn off Welborn Road to Old Main.
So in the past, if you've dropped off somebody at the MSC or gotten a ride over there, that's not going to be possible anymore.
Tim Lomax at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute adds there are three changes after the game. One involves Coke Street, where the first priority is getting traffic out of the University Center garage.
We've had folks coming in Coke Street to try to pick up their tailgate on Spence Park. We're going to ask you to hold on for that. Well, until we get those folks out of the garage, should take 60 to 90 minutes. As soon as that traffic flow ends, we'll open that back up.
And there are two changes off campus.
University Drive at Welborn, some of those connections will be closed. We're doing that to try to cut down on the amount of traffic that has to compete with this Kane garage traffic that's trying to get out. And also Holloman at Welborn. In the past, we've closed the right turn off of Welborn onto Holloman some of the time, and we left it open some of the time. We think it's probably going to be better to just close that for about 90 minutes.
You're reminded to download the Destination Aggieland app, where you can buy parking in advance, and A&M Transportation Services will have free shuttle buses from downtown Bryan and American Momentum Bank at University in Copperfield. Public complaints going back 6 years to close loopholes in the Bryan housing ordinance have received first-round approval by the City Council. Changes to Bryan's residential conservation neighborhood districts includes, among other things, restricting the number of unrelated occupants in the home to two. Councilman Mike Sutherland asked City Attorney Janice Hampton about being able to prove residency by how many days a vehicle is parked outside a home.
The way you wrote it in the book was that if you park on the driveway near the residence for the majority of 21 days, you're a resident. Okay.
Presumption.
No one appeared at the public hearing before the council's unanimous vote at their last regular meeting. City of Bryan's completing its second year offering home builders incentives for building homes between 2,200 and 3,000 square feet. At the last council meeting, Buppy Simic said there was a 38% increase in the number of homes being built in the targeted range, where the city does not collect fees from building permits and tapping into city water and sewer. City manager Keen Register told Rafael Pena and Al Sines they're working on incentives for building smaller homes as part of a new subdivision. More is known about events leading up to a Bryan policeman being dragged by a vehicle last weekend. The officer was responding to a report of five children between the ages of 3 and 6 being left alone Saturday night in a vehicle parked at the West Walmart. Driver was behind the wheel by the time the officer arrived. As the officer attempted to turn off the ignition, the driver pulled away. Investigators say they have identified the woman who was driving. And detectives believe when the officer's body cam was torn off while he was being dragged, the woman threw it away. Anyone with information about the incident or has found the body cam is asked to contact Bryan Police. There are two opportunities today to catch Congressman Bill Forbes at a town hall meeting, the first during the noon hour in Franklin at the Prudgeon Center. Tonight he's in Waco at Texas State Technical College beginning at 6 at the TSTC Technology Center. And an hour from now, the congressman visits with Scott in studio on the Infomaniacs. WTAW News Time approaching 10 after 6. The temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
There you go. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
There'll be some sunshine, there'll be some clouds, and there may be a shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be up close to 95. Tonight we're clear to partly cloudy with overnight lows around 75. Tomorrow high pressure gets a little stronger and we get a little warmer. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow with highs of 95 to near 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Some sun, the risk of a thunderstorm Friday, and high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Saturday is coming fast, and we'll check in with Zach Taylor, who has your Aggie football report. I've also got some details on some other Texas college football teams. It was another good day for Texas Major League Baseball teams, as the Rangers have gone four in a row now with their win against Seattle, and the Houston Astros beat the A's. And in the NFL, looks like Dak Prescott will be calling plays for the Cowboys after all. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, my goodness. You mean Tony Romo is not going to be able to play? Huh?
Romo is out, so is the guy they thought was going to back up Romo, Kellen Moore. So,
well, Prescott was a pretty good athlete, that's for sure.
He's good.
He's a good-sized fellow.
I think they were only going to put in Moore because, you know, Prescott's unproven in the NFL so far. But
right.
Okay,
we'll see.
We're not sports analysts, and we don't play them on the radio.
No, we don't, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, it's a 20% chance of showers, it looks like, and if you're looking ahead and you're planning on going to the football game, they're telling us that there'll be a 20% chance of showers and a high of about 92 or so. So we'll see how that works. Again, the wind's out of the north this morning again, and it feels pretty good. Good to have that. Story of a barbecue restaurant starts us off today on an island in a province in China, ordered to shut down after the bikini-clad waitresses attracted the attention of authorities. Business is booming, but the residents complained that the restaurant uniforms were, quote, vulgar marketing.
Sounds like something coming into Brian.
Well, yeah, that's true. And it could have an effect on social values. One of the two waitresses, they only got two working there, said the experience was quite different than her regular gig as a model. Well, okay. She says, I've never been harassed once, and since I started working here a week ago, the customers are all well-mannered.
Wow, so she was saying it's better than being a model.
I think so. That's probably right. I wonder, does she sit down and squat by the table to take your order? Or
that's a good question.
Or slide in and say, can I sit right here and take your order? Like they're going to do it another restaurant.
They're your buddies, here, you know.
Yeah.
Information.
Saying it's a little different.
Hey, you got to jazz up Chinese barbecue somehow.
Well, I guess that's right. So I'm just...
They don't do it like we do it here in Texas.
And we don't know the name of this establishment.
No, we don't. No, I'm just wondering if they see that. Is the Cracker Barrel going to change the way they do things?
I certainly hope so at this point.
And then there's could be a Waffle House, too.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M Athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley's source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.
Good morning. It's 6:15. News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs. It is it's the 31st of August. Last day of August. Day 244.
Yep. Man,
got 122 of them to go.
This year's going so quick.
I know. Happens every year about this time. it's Love Litigating Lawyers Day.
Say that really fast.
Yeah, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah, if they're working for you, that's okay. If they're working against you, maybe not. But anyway, so you got that going on. It's a We Love Memoirs Day, which, amazingly enough, was started by two memoir authors who wanted a place that memoir writers and readers could come together and chat.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's cooler than saying you're cool, you
know? That's right. Victoria Tweed and Alan Park said, come on, we got to do that. Now, Victoria Tweed is a New York Times bestseller and the author of Chickens, Mules, and Two Other Fools. And
does that have anything to do with that location down at LaGrange?
Well, no, I hope not. Alan Parks is the author of Seriously, Mum, What's an Alpaca? I don't know. Don't care enough to probably even read the Amazon.
Too early in
synopsis.
The morning to try to digest this.
Yeah.
All right. It's National Trail Mix Day. How's that?
Hey, all right.
Features high energy, tasty treats and snacks. Just remember, it is really not that healthy for you.
No.
Because most of them have, they got dry fruit and nuts, but there's a lot of sugar in the fruit. And then people add things like M&M's.
Yeah.
Anything with M&M's is not going to be healthy.
And if you put the Worcestershire sauce in it, I don't know how to say that word.
Right. Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, then that's fine. That's
makes it salty.
Yeah, well, I just go with Chex Mix. Okay.
I was going to say, I eat all the Chex out of them.
Got it. Birthdays.
Birthdays. We got Larry Fitzgerald. He's 33 today. I think he's on my fantasy team. I'm not sure.
He's a pretty good football player.
Yeah, arguably one of the best, they say.
Yeah.
Joe Budden is 36.
No.
Not Joe Biden.
Okay.
But Joe Budden, he's a pump it up rapper.
Is he now?
I guess, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sarah Ramirez is 41. She's from Grey's Anatomy.
Uh-huh. Nurse Callie, or Dr. Callie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris Tucker is 44 today.
Oh, Rush Hour.
Yeah, haven't seen him in anything in a while, but I think he's got a movie coming out pretty
Rush
soon.
Rush Hour, that's it. Rush Hour. Yeah.
Okay. Rush Hour.
Yeah, okay.
Debbie Gibson is 46.
Oh, man.
Crazy. Yeah.
Just out with the Hallmark movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, is that right?
And also Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. That was a big movie that she was in recently here.
Probably not coming to Hallmark anytime soon.
No, probably not.
No.
Well, that shows her flexibility as an actress.
The versatility.
Yeah,
I'm going to guess it's not
good.
The biggest thing she's ever done, but you know.
Got it, yeah.
Gina Schock is 59. That's the Go-Go's drummer. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Edwin Moses is 61.
My goodness.
Yeah, track god is what they call him here. Richard Gere is 67.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Rudolph Schenker is 68. He was the guy who founded the Scorpions, the band The Scorpions.
Okay.
And Van Morrison is...
Sir
Van Morrison
is
71 today.
United last year, so good for him. All right, there you go, 618.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595. Minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39. And OSR or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the Washington Times is reporting that nearly one-third of Americans could have just a single company offering plans on their Obamacare exchange next year, according to an analysis this week that says the exodus of big players such as United Health and Aetna is now denting the health law. Now, the Kaiser Family Foundation, their estimates show that customers in nearly 1,000 counties across the country won't have any choice in insurance providers. Well, that's 2.3 million people. Now, this news is important to the 2016 election because Hillary's own website says she will defend Obamacare and stand up to Republican attacks on the law. Donald Trump, on the other hand, he wants to repeal Obamacare, replace it with free market, affordable solutions for all. Well, that choice is simple on November the 8th. Where are you never Trumpers on Obamacare?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with four times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Now, whether you want privacy or you just want to make a room darker, well, you don't have to take out a second mortgage to get brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. They have 100% satisfaction guarantee. Even if you mismeasure or you pick the wrong color, they'll remake the blinds for free. And now through August 31st, go to Blinds.com, use the promo code Hannity, and when you buy three blinds, you get the fourth one free. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions may apply.
Toasting our 10th, bring on the band. Because historic downtown Bryan is celebrating the 10th annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, presented by Union Pacific. Join us September 23rd through 25th and enjoy live music by more than 30 artists from the Lone Star State. Headliners include the return of Ray Wiley Hubbard on Saturday night. And on Sunday, don't miss Grammy winner Rodney Crowell. The dance party starts Friday night with the Texas Twisters. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses:
Citizen State Bank, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Service Insurance Group, and Equity Real Estate.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Good morning, 622, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so I drink Diet Coke. That's how I get my caffeine in the morning. Bill, how do you get your caffeine, or do you?
If I choose to, it'll be Jumbo Mountain Dew.
Okay, and Brad?
I like the Coke Zero.
Okay, well, there is now something a little bit different. Vicious Coffee, which is a cafe in Australia, sells a cup of super coffee. Contains 5 grams of caffeine, or about 80 times more than your normal cup.
Ooh.
And half that dose is considered to be lethal. Yeah. Okay.
Do you have blood vessels after ingesting?
I know. Just it's called the butt kicker. Actually, it's called another word, but I'm not going to say that word, yeah. But you get the idea. The strong beverage comes with a health warning for people with heart problems and blood pressure issues. A cup of espresso has about 60 milligrams of caffeine, while a serving of standard filtered coffee has 150 milligrams, depending on how it's prepared.
And this had how much? 8 grams?
Yeah. Yes. The butt kicker has 5 full grams of caffeine, which Vicious Coffee owner Steve Bennington says is enough to provide 12 to 18 hours of sustained uptime.
That's a little bit too
I'm
much.
I'm sure it's not time release, though.
No, it's probably not.
Probably not.
But the high caffeine content means it shouldn't be consumed by somebody on the go, but rather slowly.
Need a doctor's prescription?
Yep, really. Of a period over 4 hours, they say. If you'll take it in over 4 hours, then you'll be okay. Thinking not.
Wow.
They don't have a price on it. And I guess it's just, again, well, here's I didn't realize that a
the
cup
price
of,
is your life.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you got going on. A cup of espresso, again, has 60 milligrams of caffeine, and a standard serving of filtered coffee has about 150 milligrams. So it has, you know, 2.5 times as much. I guess I didn't realize that. I guess the small quantity that you get with the espresso would make you think that it has more caffeine.
Wow.
But it doesn't. So anyway, just let you know.
That's too much.
It is.
Just too much.
A 6-month saga of the Texas pet sitter who sued a customer for up to $1 million in damages over a negative Yelp review appears to finally have come to an end, with a judge agreeing to dismiss the case that made national headlines. If you recall, a couple in Plano had hired a local pet sitter company after their dogs and fish look after them while they were on vacation. Customers weren't terribly thrilled with the quality of service. Then they, of course, went and did their feedback thing on Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
In October of 2015, the pet sitting company not only responded to that write-up, but followed it with a cease and desist directing the customers to remove the review. When they didn't take the Yelp post down, the pet sitter filed a lawsuit in Justice of the Peace Court for around $6,700, accusing the couple of violating a non-disparagement clause that's in their customer agreement. We're going to sign up to do business with you, and if we do a lousy job, you can't say anything about it?
Yeah, what kind of deal is that?
Well, and
read the fine print.
That's what it's about, you know, let the customer beware. So the non-disparagement clauses are questionably legal conditions that are inserted into contracts and agreements that try to prohibit customers from expressing their opinion on a transaction. California recently outlawed such clauses, and in fact, a bipartisan bill that would make them illegal nationwide is waiting for Congress to return for a vote.
You can ask the congressman next
hour.
I
could do that. Yep.
I mean, shouldn't really. I mean, I don't know if I agree with it necessarily being, you know, a law being made against it being illegal, because buyer beware.
You should have an opportunity to express your opinion, I would think.
Yeah.
So after this initial lawsuit made national headlines, the pet sitter dropped a complaint, refiled their case in a state district court, expanding the allegations to include defamation and upping the damages to as much as $1 million. Judge heard from all parties involving the mess in late July and yesterday issued an order dismissing the pet sitter's lawsuit.
So the winners, once again, are the lawyers.
Yes.
Yep.
They did fine. Yeah, it's done. One more time.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to request a free one-day conference in your city.
Good morning, 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. High today about 95 or so. There will be a slight chance of showers, down to about 75 tonight. Probably have 95 again tomorrow. Heat indexes will be going up as well. And we have a 20% chance of rain on Thursday night and 30% during the day on Friday. Slight chance of showers on Saturday with a high temperature of 91. Right now, winds out of the north at 6, and we've got 75 degrees.
People with high levels of oxytocin in their brain are happier. So how can you get more oxytocin in your brain? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family.
Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Oxytocin is a hormone released by the brain that promotes care and connection with others.
Turn up the oxytocin, and all of a sudden I'm treating strangers like family, and by and large they're going to reciprocate with me. Turn it down, and all of a sudden I get a selfish behavior, aggressive behavior.
Paul Zak, author of the book The Moral Molecule, has studied oxytocin levels in people for years and says people with high levels of oxytocin...
They are much happier than people who release less oxytocin. But why are they happier? Because they have better relationships of all types. They have better romantic relationships, more close friends, or closer to family. So because you can actually change the way your brain releases oxytocin, this suggests that we can consciously build a world that's much richer to live in.
So what promotes the release of oxytocin in your brain?
Praying, meditating, exercising, warm bath like a jacuzzi, even sharing a meal will do it. It's a calming factor. Oxytocin is this calming agent that says everything's safe. You can let your guard down.
Physical touch is a very powerful way to release oxytocin. So Paul says...
I start thinking about the timeout that we use to punish kids. It makes no sense. The timeout says, hey, you're misbehaving. We don't want to be around you. So I invented the time in. The time in is you've got to sit in my lap and sit there and make eye contact with me and let me hold you until you are calmed down and you feel appropriately loved and taken care of.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Presented by MSC Opus and sponsored locally by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. For tickets, visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 7, the temperature at 74. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. I'm Bill Oliver. Thanks to the WTAW listener reporting a crash at Highway 30 and Boonville Road there by Central Baptist Church. Be a traffic issue for a little while to come. Again, from Central Baptist Church there at Boonville Road and Harvey Road. A man sought by College Station police in two armed robberies early Sunday morning, including one where two men were killed, was found north of Dallas. 18-year-old Larry Bonner Jr. of Teague was not arrested in the deaths of an accused accomplice or a robbery victim who died during an exchange of gunfire at the University Trail Apartments. Bonner was arrested for the robbery involving three victims and a holdup 90 minutes earlier and a mile away at the Parkway Place Apartments involving one victim. Bonner was arrested last night in McKinney by Texas Rangers and U.S. Marshals. His bond's been set at $800,000. A pedestrian who did not have the right-of-way was struck by a car at University and South College about 1 o'clock this morning. College Station police say the man was taken to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. No one in the car was hurt. On the eve of Aggie football season getting started comes three things affecting how some of you get on and off campus. Tim Lomax at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says you'll no longer be able to drop off passengers in front of the Memorial Student Center unless you have a parking permit for the new Kane parking garage. And we'll get to Tim here in just a second. Let's try it now.
Old Main at Welborn Road is going to have a lot more control at it. We're going to work it more like the way we do Houston Street down off of Bush. 3 hours pregame. It's going to be essentially closed unless you have a permit to get into that garage.
After the game, those who tailgate at Spence Park will have to wait to load their gear.
Coke Street is also going to be controlled. We have a bunch of people trying to get out of the University Center garage. Until we get those folks out of the garage, should take 60 to 90 minutes.
Also after the game, southbound traffic on Welborn will not be able to turn right on a Holloman. A&M Transportation Services will continue a free shuttle to and from American Momentum Bank at University and Copperfield, along with the shuttle from downtown Bryan. You're also reminded to keep up with game day traffic and parking with the Destination Aggieland app. Bryan City Council's given first-round approval to change a sought by homeowners living in residential conservation districts, including a cap on the number of unrelated occupants. No one appeared at the public hearing preceding the council's unanimous vote addressing complaints going back 6 years to close loopholes. About a month from now, the Bryan City Council will get official numbers of the second year providing incentives to some home builders. During the council's last meeting, City Manager Keene Register responded to a request from Rafael Pena and Al Signs to reduce the number, the minimum size of qualifying new homes from 2,200 to 1,800 square feet.
We're actually working on those programs, not necessarily on a home-by-home basis, but for an entire subdivision.
City of Bryan waives fees from building permits and tapping into city sewer and water lines on new homes between 2,200 and 3,000 square feet. Those have been in short supply. Councilman Buppy Simic says there was a 38% increase in the construction of those homes. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 7, the temperature 74. Again, a crash to be aware of at Harvey and Boonville Roads over by Central Baptist Church. News presented by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, brazosvalleybride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. To reserve your space today.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning, it's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partly sunny for the region today. There is the threat for a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. It'll be warm. Temperatures will likely get up to about 95 this afternoon. We're going to turn clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, 75. Tomorrow, warm day shaping up. Partly sunny. Highs will be 95 to near 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Friday, partial sun. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, college football returns on Saturday, and Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. Also, I got some details on some upcoming Texas and Baylor information. Also, in Major League Baseball, the Rangers beat Seattle and go 4 in a row, and the Astros beat the A's. And in the NFL, the injuries are making huge roster changes for some teams, particularly in the quarterback spot. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, we don't actually talk the poll numbers because it doesn't really matter because we don't do a national election, you know?
Yeah.
But Kellyanne Conway, who is the campaign manager for Donald Trump, is now blasting the media because now that the gap has narrowed, she says 3 weeks ago, every headline and pundit screamed, look at the polls, the race is over. Hashtag polls now tightening. Media chatter is poll free.
So next week, it'll be Clinton's counterpart blasting, and then Conway will be back the week after that, and
yeah,
back and forth, and on we go, and well, can't we just get this thing over with?
They're busy talking about Colin Kaepernick, so...
That's right. We got...
Where's the study there about the effect that Kaepernick has had on the national political landscape?
Yeah, well, and of course, you know, the thing is, obviously, San Francisco is perfect. That's the perfect place there.
Oh, yeah.
It should have been done at Haight-Ashbury. I mean.
True. That's right. He could have made the announcement right there. But, you know, I think that Trump weighed in on that. So, here we go. He said on a Seattle radio station that he thinks the quarterback's choice to sit down during the national anthem was, quote, a terrible thing. Should find a country that works better for him, but that just won't happen.
I mean, what's the NFL's behavior clause?
Yeah, I know. But yeah. they talked yesterday. They had some talking head doing that, and well, you know, it's okay. If they wear the wrong socks, they get fined.
Oh yeah, Tom Brady gets in trouble, has to go talk to the Supreme Court for maybe deflating a football.
Right, right. And in the meantime, yeah, that goes on. So
that's our 24-hour news cycle with how many cable channels?
Yeah, really.
Hey, remember that guy Ryan Lochte?
Yeah, let's go back to that.
That's so long ago.
Yeah, right?
I can't remember that at all. So the State Department says that about 30 out of the 14,900 deleted emails recovered by the FBI from Hillary's private server involved the 2012 attack on Benghazi. It's just 30 of them. I guess the rest
only
are,
30.
The rest are yoga lessons or whatever that happens to
grocery
be.
So lists.
That revelation comes from government lawyers who reported back to the district judge. However, some of the new emails in question may be duplicates, so we'll see. All right. Let's see what else we have. Oh, the CNN reports that today could be the day that the FBI makes public a dozen pages of notes from Hillary's voluntary interview during the investigation. Will they be redacted in any way, I wonder?
Good question.
If she's elected, will this ever be in her presidential library?
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. That is an excellent point. Of all the papers that should be there, it would seem like that would be a really good one to have.
Well, you know, if anybody asks her if, you know, they cleaned up her report, she's just going to be like, what, with a cloth?
Yeah, really.
Did you hear about
what
that?
Do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean by, sure, I can clean it up any way you'd like for me to.
And if Trump's elected, can we ever see his tax returns?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to go that far, but nonetheless.
Let's
see what else. Three incumbents survived in the elections last night. Debbie Wasserman Schultz won. John McCain, who's 107, won. Oh, I'm sorry. No, he's not.
He's 117.
He's 80. He's 80.
Wow.
He's just fine.
Yeah.
It's interesting, Kelly.
Well,
Ward,
he's got what 20 years to go to get to Strom Thurmond.
That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. He's still a youngster. What's interesting is Kelly Ward, who is a state senator who ran against him. She implied that he might die in office.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. And Marco Rubio picked up an easy win. He used $8 million of his own money on his campaign.
Like any of those three were going to be surprises?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not even surprised by the margins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump is speaking today in Arizona. He's meeting with the president of Mexico ahead of that, so we'll see how that goes.
Now that'll be interesting.
Well, he's collecting that check.
Yeah, that's
for the
right.
Wall.
For the wall. You know, we'll talk to the congressman in about a half an hour about that as well.
That ought to be interesting.
So, turning our attention to Austin.
Why?
Conservatives love to bash Austin. That bag lover, that bag ban and uber hating Democrat led enclave right here in the middle of a good old Lone Star State. Well, now the Texas capital city poised to get the biggest target yet on its back, likely to become the first true sanctuary city.
Oh, that is not going to sit
in
well.
In a move that would defy not just Republican orthodoxy, but also the Obama administration's policy on deporting criminal immigrants, the county where Austin sits is on the verge of ending cooperation with the federal government on immigration matters. That's because the Democrat candidate for Travis County Sheriff, that would be Sally Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
Has promised to get U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, out of the county jail. More specifically, she says she won't hold inmates for ICE when the federal agency seeks to remove them from the country.
Which seems criminal.
It does.
I mean, here's the thing. It has nothing to do with racism, as people say. It's illegal immigration.
Yes, that's it says illegal in it.
It's got illegal in the title.
Joe Martinez is the GOP candidate for Travis County Sheriff, and he favors cooperating with ICE by holding on to the immigrants that the agency wants, as does the current sheriff, Greg Hamilton, who is a Democrat. But with Donald Trump at the top of the Republican ticket, local politics being what they are, could be stacked in the Democrats' favor. So Sally may end up being the sheriff there in Travis County. And if that's the case, then it would be Sanctuary City.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. See how that goes. And then just to get you all ramped up, a story from the Texas Tribune also that says, Texas drilling will cause more health problems, according to a study that was released yesterday. More? And gosh, they're called the Clean Air Task Force and Earthworks.
Oh,
my goodness.
Boy.
They're from Massachusetts, Washington, and Washington, D.C.
There are a lot of Birkenstocks and white dreadlocks
I'm
in that group.
You, they are, yes.
Riding bicycles.
Yeah, of course.
They all smell like patchouli.
Yeah. Well, they do until they get in their G5s to come down here for the news conference.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's in the meantime. But, yeah, that's what they're saying is that in 2025, ozone season pollutants, the pollutants that trigger the 144,000 childhood asthma attacks and nearly 106,000 lost school days, well, it will reach emergency levels in Texas because of drilling. So just wanted to let you know.
We're all going to die.
Well, that's the same thing as, oh, you know, Super Bowl cost the employers of America $27 billion. Well, okay, fine, sure.
Yeah.
Come up with a number, enough to make a headline, and we'll see what happens. So there you are. Things are alive and well in the media. It's 6:46.
If you're like most, when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 3rd, learn all about fall brush control. Come learn about species and application this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As simple a science as gardening would seem, there are horticultural questions for which there are no suitable answers. It probably would serve our purpose as well if we identified these questions and explained why they remain unanswerable. Imponderable questions from the garden right after this important message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come backed with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. So we're talking today about questions that really are very difficult to answer out of the landscape and garden. Here's one I get all the time. Neil, how often should I water my plants? How long should I leave the sprinklers running? Those have to rate as two of the most asked gardening questions of all time. Unfortunately, just as it's hard to predict how often humans should take a drink of water, it's also impossible to set either an interval or duration for lawn, grass, and landscape irrigation. There simply are too many variables, including rainfall, temperature, wind, soil type, plant vigor, water pressure, head size and type, and others. We need to learn to recognize early symptoms of dry plants. Most landscapes have a couple of plants that show those symptoms first. They alert us of the need to turn on the sprinklers. Learn to watch for them. Here's another one I get all the time. What's a good fast-growing shade tree? Sadly, as much as we all want great shade in a hurry, fast growth and good are mutually exclusive terms when it comes to shade trees. Every one of our fast-growing trees has at least one fatal flaw, making it unsuitable for quality landscaping. On average, the racehorse trees probably have 15-year life expectancies, and that list includes cottonwoods, willows, mimosas, silver maples, box elders, catalpas, sycamores, ash, and Siberian elms. You'll almost never see nurseries offering these trees due almost totally to their poor survival in Texas landscapes. Be cautious of any ad claiming fast growth of a shade tree as an asset. It's not an asset. Opt instead for quality trees with a moderate rate of growth. They may live 100 years and longer. I want a low-maintenance landscape. Which native plants would be best for me to accomplish that? That's another question I get. And I always tell people, limiting your choices only to native plants doesn't necessarily guarantee you'll have the lowest maintenance landscape over the long run. It's far better to focus instead on adapted plants. It shouldn't matter where a plant's native home is as much as whether it will grow and thrive in your specific soil and climate. Hollies, Nandinas, crepe myrtles, and junipers are all good examples of plants that grow well in wide regions of Texas, yet they're native across the ocean. And just because a plant is native in El Paso doesn't mean it'll grow well in Beaumont and vice versa. And finally, what is the best time to prune my crepe myrtles back? The answer to that one is easy. Never, don't ever top a crepe myrtle. I'm Neil Sperry. Fall is the season of landscaping assessments. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:51. The countdown to Aggie football is on, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Fighting Texas Aggie football held its weekly media day yesterday to discuss this weekend's matchup against number 16 UCLA. I asked Coach Sumlin about his relationship with Bruins head coach Jim Mora.
Jim and I are pretty good friends. I think, you know, he's a guy that I can call and or did call, and those are tough phone calls, you know, when particularly when Noel was involved. Because in college football, it's not like anywhere else. It's just a common courtesy. You don't have to call there's no legal deal where you got to call the other head coach when you want to talk to one of their guys. It's just, that's a courtesy. So that was a tough phone call, but he called back. And I think his relationship with Noel is well documented too. Jim's an excellent football coach.
Of course, Noel being former UCLA offensive coordinator, now current Texas A&M OC, Noel Mazzoni. There are a lot of similarities between Sumlin and Mora, though. Sumlin is entering his fifth year at A&M with a 36-16 record. Meanwhile, Mora is 37-16 and beginning his fifth year at UCLA. Something we'll have to give this Saturday when the Aggies host the Bruins at Kyle Field. Kickoff is at 2:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Also in Texas college football, Baylor receiver Ishmael Zamora has been suspended for the season's first three games after video surfaced of him beating his dog with a belt this summer. In a statement, Zamora apologized for the incident. He's facing a misdemeanor animal abuse charge in Waco. Meanwhile, Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly intends to make four of five players arrested earlier this month on drug charges available to play Sunday against Texas. One player, Max Redfield, has been dismissed from the team because he faces a weapons charge. In Major League Baseball,
the pitch is on the way. Odor swings, hits a high drive to deep center field. Martinez going back. He's at the wall. He leaps. That ball is history. A 2-1 walk-off for Rugi.
Rougned Odor's 2-run homer was a game winner for the Texas Rangers over Seattle last night, 8-7. Adrian Beltre also homered for the Rangers, who have won four straight. The Rangers look to sweep the series today at 1:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 12:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in Houston,
3-2 to Gattis. Cranks this one to left center field. That's got a chance. That's way up there by the train. There it goes. Solo shot shot by Gattis, his 22nd, makes it a 3-0 ball game.
Colin McHugh threw 6 shutout innings for Houston as the Astros beat Oakland last night 3-1. McHugh allowed only 4 hits. Colby Rasmus and Evan Gattis both hit home runs for the Astros. The win allowed Houston to keep pace with the AL West leading Rangers. Game 3 with the Athletics is today at Minute Maid Park at 1:10 p.m. in Houston. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have put quarterback Kellen Moore on season-ending injury reserve. Moore was expected to be Tony Romo's backup, but both are now out, with Romo breaking a bone in his back during the preseason game last week against Seattle. Rookie fourth-round draft pick Dak Prescott figures to start to at least open the season. Here's what former coach and studio analyst Bill Parcells has to say about Prescott.
This is a big test for this young man because, you know, when the season starts, things get a little different, and you know, it's not the same. They see what he does and they see what he doesn't do, and pretty soon they're trying to make you do what he doesn't seem to do well. That's why these guys that become the premier quarterbacks are something special.
The Cowboys' fourth and final game of the preseason is tomorrow at 7 p.m. against the Houston Texans at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Also in the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings' chance for a second straight division title took a severe hit when quarterback Teddy Bridgewater suffered a dislocated left knee and torn ACL in a freak injury during yesterday's practice. The non-contact injury is expected to keep him out at least the entire season, which currently leaves Sean Hill as their number one signal caller. Bridgewater was hurt while planting his left foot to throw a pass. And in tennis, top seed Serena Williams and her sister Venus were among yesterday's first-round winners at the U.S. Open. Other winners included fourth seed Agnieszka Radwanska and fifth seed Simona Halep. Men's number two Andy Murray is joined in the second round by third seed Stan Wawrinka, sixth seed Kei Nishikori, and number eight David Thiem, each of whom won yesterday. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Toasting our 10th Bring On the Band, because historic downtown Bryan is celebrating the 10th annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, presented by Union Pacific. Join us September 23rd through 25th and enjoy live music by more than 30 artists from the Lone Star State. Headliners include the return of Ray Wiley Hubbard on Saturday night. And on Sunday, don't miss Grammy winner Rodney Crowell. The dance party starts Friday night with the Texas Twisters. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $14,000 off MSRP towards a new 2016 Silverado High Country Crew Cab equipped with four-wheel drive. That's right, $14,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't even have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zorneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Couple of minutes still. Good morning, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620, WTAW. Remember when my kids were growing up, I'd talk to him on Saturday mornings going, hey, you know, there's some kid in another country who's studying today so he can get your job.
That's right.
You know, it's just something parents say sometimes. Children as young as 3 now are being enrolled in CEO courses as pushy parents become obsessed with giving their offspring an advantage over their young peers. According to a website of one of the, quote, future leader courses that is available in China.
Wow.
The toddlers will become qualified in determining real and fake friendships and techniques in dealing with conflicts among friends.
Does the curriculum include going to that barbecue joint?
You know, I don't know. That's, you know, how to write things off on your expense account. Certainly the little leaders' ages are 3 to 6 will learn how to make simple dreams come true during the 2-year twice-weekly course, which costs $4,500 a year.
Woo!
Which is fairly significant, I would think, there.
Yeah.
The courses offered by the CEO Courses School include Project Manager, Learn How to Achieve Targets, and Begin to Show the Ability to Influence Others and Organize a Team to Achieve Your Goals.
No idea on the background of those doing the teaching how successful they were as CEOs.
Excellent point. Those who can't teach, right? But, I mean, think about it. Building. Well, look. When companies decide to do team building, what do? They go back out into adult playgrounds, don't they? They have them climb rope ladders and stuff like that.
Yeah. Climb through their arms.
That's it. So they're doing that.
Hey, zip lines.
Maybe they're onto something. I could.